It's a pleasure to speak before you this evening. And it's when I called Brother Simon and told him to come up to camp, he said, "Just as long as I don't do the fourth lecture." I said, "Why?" He said, "Because that's the lecture after dinner." So then he told me that I should use a joke before I start. And I said, "I don't know if I should use that joke, because if I use it, I may end up sleeping in the woods tonight. But let's try it." Sweetheart. The topic I'm speaking about is suffering. So the joke that he wanted me to say is... comes the engagement ring, then comes the wedding ring, then comes the suffering. I love you, baby. But let's look at 1 Peter. First Peter chapter 4. Reading from verses 12 to 14. 1 Peter chapter 4, reading from 12 to 14. "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. And on their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified." The Apostle Peter is exhorting the saints that they should realize that Jesus is coming again soon. And then while we wait for him, it wouldn't be a time of comfort, but it's going to be a time of struggle, a time of suffering. We live in a world where evil overshadows good. And it says that we are going to pass through a fiery trial. It says it happened to you. To you. Now, what trial the Lord puts you through may not be the same trial that he puts me through. What trial the Lord has placed on you is not going to be the same trial that he's placed on me. Many are looking for a place in this world. But I'm going to say this fact and I'm going to repeat it again. That when you suffer for Christ, when you suffer for Christ, the more precious and the more anticipation you have of his coming, the more precious that the Lord is coming again becomes real to your heart. When you suffer for the name of Jesus, when you suffer for righteousness' sake, that the Lord is coming again becomes real to your heart. You know, when Brother Brian spoke earlier, and then Brother Simon, and then Brother Lincoln, I said, boy, a lot of the points that they're making are the ones that I want to make. And I said, Lord, you have to help me. And I said, I have to come at a little bit of a different angle to bring out this thought of suffering. And I thought about the writer of this epistle, Peter. And in the next book of Peter, 2 Peter, Peter recounts something that happened to them. Let me just read it. 2 Peter chapter 1. And then I'll actually go to the passage. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard, and when we were with him in the holy mount. Let's look at the account actually in the book of Luke. Luke chapter 9. I'll just read from verse 33. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter said unto Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. And let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias, not knowing what he said. And while he thus spoke, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And when the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone. And they kept it close and told no man in those days any of those things which they had seen. And as I thought of Peter, as he wrote those words, I thought about this instance that happened in the book of Luke. And I thought, and I'll title this, Sufferings When You Come Down from the Mountain. Sufferings When You Come Down from the Mountain. You see, when the voice of Jesus was passed, it was just, when the voice was passed, I'm sorry, it was just Jesus alone. The cloud was gone. The vision of glory was gone. The voice was gone. But it was just Jesus alone. And it says in verse 37 that as they came down off the mountain, much people met them. And I tell you, as you come down off the mountain this weekend, you're going to be met by people. The minute that you cross that road, you're going to be met by people. And this is what happened to the disciples. As soon as they came down off the mountain, much people met them. And there was a man that ran to meet them. And this man was heartbroken because his son, his only son, scripture says, was taken by the devil. And he was possessed by the devil. And this man was heartbroken because he saw how the devil tore down his son.